Daniel and Karen Howell spend most days of the week picking up trash along the shores of Oahu's windward beaches. The Hawaii Kai residents say it's become part of their daily routine.
I'll go to the beach, I'll take a swim. Time it takes me to dry off, I walk along the beach, and I can usually pick up about a shopping bag of marine debris in a couple hundred feet even.
The retired couple is among several dozen people who showed up at Sandy Beach on a Saturday for the Surf Rider Foundation's annual beach cleanup. This year, their haul included
plate lunches, water bottles, beer cans,
and plastic bags, even though the island passed a ban on them more than a year ago.
The heavier plastic ones actually last longer than the old ones. We find fewer of them hung up in the bushes, but they still end up in the water. They're still a hazard.
Unlike on the neighbor islands, Oahu's new law wasn't an outright ban. It still allows for exceptions, including the use of a thicker plastic bag.
They just made them thicker and said they were reusable, put a handle on it, and so it kind of defeated the whole purpose of the bill.
Stuart Coleman is the Hawaiian Islands coordinator of the Surf Rider Foundation. He thinks the ban is doing little to curb plastic debris.
What we keep on telling the big stores and chains is, do you want to see your logo on a plastic bag, you know, on a beach or floating in the water, or do you want to see it on a reusable bag that people take to picnics and to different events? And then they start to get it. Like, it's just bad branding.
Coleman and other groups are pushing for a tougher ban, which would require reusable bags to be machine washable, eliminating plastic as an option. But some experts say requiring a bag fee could also prove effective.
Some kind of fee component is generally where you see the biggest change in consumer behavior.
Jenny Romer is an attorney who follows plastic bag policies in cities across the country. She says a fee, where the customer pays something like 10 cents a bag, is often more successful than an all-out ban.
We've become so used to getting bags for free that people become kind of disproportionately offended at the idea of having to pay for them. So even with a 5 cent or 10 cent fee, we see that people take dramatically less bags.
Environmental groups, including the Surf Rider Foundation, have met with Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell and the City Council about revisiting the bag ban. They expect a proposed bill from the city in the coming months. Molly Solomon for HPR News.